don't know how my time is going. I'm going to skip a poem in this thematic group and read drop the theme. Read a poem that I like to read at universities because, well, you'll see why. I went on a binge once of reading biographies and autobiographies of famous literary men, and I think because they were modern biographies and autobiographies, and therefore tried to strip away the myth from the man and make him human. It turned out that everyone I read led me to believe that these famous literary men had made the lives of their own children perfectly miserable. And at the same time that all these books brought this to me, I remembered, of course, that these very same literary men had served perfectly as parents to thousands of other people's children through their books. That is, these young people had tested themselves against these men's books as they do against the ideal parent, had learned from them, had used them in their writing their papers and so on, used them up indeed. So out of this little paradox, I wrote this short poem called Relationships. The legal children of a literary man remember his ugly words to their mother. He made them keep quiet and kiss them later. He made them stop fighting and finish their supper. His stink in the bathroom sickened their noses. He left them with sitters in lonesome houses. He mounted their mother and made them wear braces. He fattened on fame and raised them thin. But the secret sons of the same man spring up like weeds from the seed of his word. They eat from his hand, and it is not hard. They unravel his sweater and swing from his beard. They smell in their sleep his ferns and roses. They hunt the fox on his giant horses. They slap their mother, repeating his phrases, and swell in his sight and suck him thin.